producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Be in friends. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. It is a Thursday morning, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on this Thursday morning. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I want you to imagine something. This is only going to be happening in one state as far as I know, but I want you to imagine this if you could. Imagine your doorbell ringing. Perhaps you're enjoying your Hot Pockets after a long day at work. Your doorbell rings, you get up, you go out there, you open the door, and there's a gaggle of police officers in the early evening standing at your door. One hands you this thing called a temporary emergency gun violence restraining order and recites these words: "You are required to surrender all firearms and ammunition that you own or possess in accordance with Section 18120 of the Penal Code, and you may not have in your custody or control, own, purchase, possess, or receive, or attempt to purchase or receive a firearm or ammunition while this order is in effect. However, a more permanent gun violence restraining order may be obtained from the court. You may seek the advice of an attorney as to any matter connected with the order. The attorney should be consulted promptly so that the attorney may assist you in any matter connected with the order." And then they come into your house and they confiscate every gun you own, every bullet that you own. Doesn't matter if you willingly show them where they are, they're going to flip the entire house because you might be hiding these things in all kinds of places. But that's not the end of it. They also are going to confiscate documentary evidence of your potential ballistic threat to yourself or others. This list includes, but is not limited to, writings, documents, blueprints, drawings, photographs, computer printouts, microfilms, x-rays, files, diagrams, ledgers, books, tapes, audio and video recordings, films, and papers of any type of description. I would hate to lose all my microfilms and x-rays. And at this point, this is indeed a time to hire a good lawyer. This is AB 1014. This is what they're proposing in California. You're going to need a lawyer because going to court, and it's going to take you 2 weeks to get to court, they're going to convict you of the crime you haven't committed yet. They're going to penalize you for the crime you haven't committed yet, and it's going to take you 2 weeks to get before a judge in order to right that wrong. You're going to have to go to court in order to get your guns and your ammo and your microfilms and your x-rays and all that other stuff back. You're going to have to prove that you're not a danger to yourself or society. State actually has 21 days in which to hold this hearing, during which time you cannot control, own, purchase, possess, or receive a firearm. You are disarmed by the state at that point. When you finally get to the hearing, up to 21 days later, you'll finally get to see the evidence against you. It'll probably be likely something you didn't know existed until you got that, until your Hot Pockets were interrupted. This could very likely be something submitted to the police by disgruntled family members, viewed by a judge who decided that you posed a significant risk to yourself or others, a term he or she felt free to define according to their own parameters. The judge will hear your lawyer's arguments. A disaffected spouse made the complaint to the police that triggered the temporary gun violence restraining order. She twisted innocent comments and common firearms practices into ominous remarks and suspicious behavior. suggesting imminent violence. And, you know, the penalty for bearing false witness against you is the slap on the wrist. It's a misdemeanor. The judge isn't buying, you know, this is a possibility. Once you get into this, this is a possibility. The judge may not buy your lawyer's, his arguments and his explanations. Not entirely. And revoking the gun violence restraining order would put the judge's career in jeopardy. For her sake. Or, as it will be, for her, his or her sake, this will then be, you know, just for, you know, for the, in the interest of safety and their career. They will renew the gun ban for 1 year. And now you're disarmed by the state temporarily for 1 year. And how exactly did this happen? This is what could happen to a gun owner in California. It has been signed into law by Governor Moonbeam Brown. And this is pre-crime. Yeah, and it's fantasy. It's fantasy that it's going to stop violence, and it's a nightmare because you own guns and you simply live in California. According to the LA Times, this is a reasonable response, however, to the Isla Vista rampage. They point out that Elliot Rogers' parents pointed the same things out that AB 1014 are going to deal with. His parents pointed this out to the police. Of course, they didn't do anything. Under existing law, when they showed up at Elliot Rogers' door under Section 5150, they could have confiscated his firearms and prohibited him from purchasing or possessing firearms. The law is there. The section is there. They had all the gun control in the... They got all the gun control in the world. Buy a gun in California, first of all. It has to be a government-approved California DOJ gun. Then you buy it, then you have to wait 10 days to pick it up, which that has been stricken as being unconstitutional. We'll see where that goes. Then after you finally pick it up, then you have to register it, you have to take a safety class, and then you have to wait 30 days before you can buy another. And Elliot Rogers went through all of that three times. And Elliot Rogers, you know, he started out... Elliot Rogers was going to kill. And he was assembling tools. And I don't just mean guns. He assembled a ball-peen hammer and a machete, and he gassed up his car. This was his last night on his day of retribution. This is what he intended to happen. And it didn't matter if he had guns. He had three guns. I don't know how many of them he fired, but that's never been put into place. But not good to be in California. My biggest question for this, and I'm waiting for the Law Shield people to get back, and I need to point something out. You hear something for Legal Shield on here advertising on GCN. Texas Law Shield and Legal Shield, two separate entities. One is a specialist. One takes care of everything else. What I want to find out is if you live in California and you're under a gun violence restraining order and you move to Nevada, what happens then? Does that follow you or is that only a state thing? Because I have a feeling they'll, if it's just a state thing, there'll be a lot of people that have their guns taken away that'll just say, you know what, let's write it off and move. I'm tired of this. Which it'll be sad for that. I mean, I know people in the gun industry that are moving away from California. They're scouting other sites and everything else. And they're leaving their home because their home doesn't feel like America anymore. They're tired of the bureaucracy. They're tired of the red tape. And they're tired of the nanny state. And they're tired of being targeted just because they do something legal. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right. Welcome back. On a Thursday, welcome back to the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talked about California. I'm going to be talking about California a lot, about this same thing, because this is pre-crime. This is people in California that own guns are going to be persecuted and prosecuted because they own guns and somebody doesn't like them. I mean, when I was a kid, you didn't dare call the police unless it was something serious. Now, I mean, what are you gonna? Am I gonna somebody in California that's a gun owner? Are they going to make a comment against somebody? You're full of this and full of that on Facebook, and then they're going to be identified as potentially dangerous because of their Facebook post. I mean, that's how ridiculous it has become. So, let's go to the other coast, where it is also ridiculous, where we have another island of communism and totalitarianism. Because in New Jersey, they're going to full-bore prosecute a lawbreaker arrested for possessing a handgun loaded with GASP hollow-point ammunition in violation of state law. This person is so dangerous that entry into a diversionary program is off the table. Even though the wife beater, NFL football player who, beat his wife senseless, I mean, that's okay. He got into the diversionary program. Instead, the first desperado I'm talking about is a mandatory minimum 3-year prison sentence. It will be imposed if a felony conviction is obtained, and that seems to be probable at this particular point. Although, then it becomes muddy because, how is this going to benefit the people of New Jersey? How is this keeping the people of New Jersey safe? Because 27-year-old Shanine Allen of Philadelphia is not a criminal. She's a mom. She works 2 jobs. And she has a Pennsylvania concealed carry permit that she didn't know. She made this, and it's an honest mistake. She's not as cynical as I am. She believed that her concealed carry permit in the United States of America was like her driver's license, or a marriage license, or a car registration, or a car tag, or anything else that no matter where you get it from, it's recognized by the other 49 states. She believed her concealed carry permit was like that. So, a week before she was arrested, after she got a concealed carry permit, she went out and got a .380 Bursa Thunder handgun. Not a bad little pistol. Not my particular choice, but with a .380, you definitely got to carry some sort of exotic ammo in it for self-defense. But she was unaware that it was no good in the Garden State. Now, Pennsylvania. In South Carolina, for example, if I get pulled over for my tag being expired, when the police officer walks up on me, I have to inform him that I am a concealed carry permit holder and I am carrying a gun. Pennsylvania does not have that. That is not part of their concealed carry law. Shanine Allen felt like she had nothing to hide because, she had done a lane change without a turn signal or something like that. She wanted to establish herself as a good person by being cooperative with law enforcement. This is why. Unless law mandates it, don't tell them. Unless your state law, you have to look into this. Unless your state law mandates this. If you travel, look into where you're going. Find out, one, if your permit is good in that state. Then if you find out if it's good in that state, find out if you do get pulled over. If you have to inform the police officer. And if you don't, don't. But aren't, isn't this like, is crossing the border from Pennsylvania to New Jersey, does that mean you're going from West Germany to East Germany at that point? I know that doesn't exist anymore, but I was stationed there when it did. Are you going from the Western world to communism when you go into New Jersey? In New Jersey, they had to pass a law so residents of New Jersey, a gun owner in New Jersey, okay? A gun owner in New Jersey, if they want to go from their home to a gun range, it used to be that they couldn't stop anywhere between their home and the gun range with the gun in the car. They definitely couldn't carry it on them. They just passed a law where if you're on your way to the gun range,
in New Jersey and you have to stop to use a restroom, you want to get a cup of coffee and a little pack of those sugar-coated donuts or whatever it is you're stopping for, that's okay. Because otherwise, when you were doing that before they passed this law, you were running afoul of the law. That's how ridiculous it is in New Jersey. I believe they are proposing a law to deal with people from out of state that may run afoul of the law, because maybe somebody in New Jersey was sane enough to recognize, you know, we're not surrounded by a bunch of communist sub-states like our own. Perhaps we should have something to deal with them, because this looks awfully bad for us. It's bad for tourism. I was just fantasizing the other day about taking a great vacation in New Jersey. Maybe in, let's see, where would I want to go in New Jersey? Nowhere. And, okay, I know that all of these gun grabbers are out there saying, well, you know, local home rule is what we want. That's what they say when they're going against the Constitution. Now, if a state like Kansas passes law that says we're going to recognize the Constitution and no anti-gun legislation coming from the feds, they get out there and say supremacy clause. Shouldn't that apply to the Constitution as well? Shouldn't the feds be looking at this? Shouldn't Eric Holder, who's a race baiter in and of himself, be out there saying, Jeanine Allen is black, we can't have this? For, you know, if that's the only reason he gets involved, get involved in that. But no, that's not happening either. Jeanine Allen is a black American, yes she is, but she is a hard-working single mother that wants to raise two sons that may not get to do that now because of New Jersey. And that I have to say, it incenses me that happens. It incenses me that to think that she may get penalized, but they'll pass a law to where people after her won't get penalized. And there have been plenty of people before her that have, you know, taken a nap in New Jersey because they don't want to drive off the road, and the cops find them and say, hey, are those gun cases in your car? Step on out. Yes, sir, I was just moving from Maine to Texas. Well, not no more, boy. New Jersey. Laughable. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, welcome back to the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Thursday. I'll get the day right. I know what day it is. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm Bill Frady, and I'm running for president. My party is the anti-politically correct party. At my fundraisers, I'll be serving hamburgers that, once I have your check, your hearts will explode due to the trans fats and all the other bad stuff. And, of course, there will be bacon. We're going to walk around carrying guns in the open. Marriage is going to be man and woman. At school, they're going to teach what we want them to teach. The government is going to listen to us. Because I'm sick and tired of political correctness. Just the other day, in a South Carolina high school, a student was, well, he got in all kinds of trouble because he wrote a story about killing a dinosaur with a gun. Now, we've seen students get kicked out of school and get arrested for wearing shirts with a rendition of a gun or We the People on it or something that says NRA. And like all the other times, the police are saying, there was more to it than that. Well, sure, we'll see. We know what you're saying. We'll find out. And there may be, but we'll find out. We'll know. We're going to find out. Now, more recently, a Maryland middle school teacher was suspended and taken in for emergency medical evaluation because he wrote a novel involving school shootings in the distant future. And right now, the administrators in the school and the police involved in this are not talking about it. This guy is a 23-year-old language arts teacher named Patrick McLaw, also known as Dr. K.S. Voltaire, or Voltaire, Patrick McLaw. But he's also a novelist writing under a pen name employed by Mace Lane Middle School in Cambridge. He's the author of two books set 900 years from the present, The Insurrectionist and its sequel, Lilith's Heir, which caught the attention of police and school board officials in Dorchester County because of the school shooting scenarios they detailed. Now, I haven't seen the books. I would be concerned about this if the protagonist, or if the bad guy, or whatever, however you're going to literarily term this, the shooter, was a middle school language arts teacher set 900 years in the future that was shooting up schools. Okay, maybe I look at that. But since I don't know what he wrote about, and since it was a novel and in a book, and he teaches literary arts, so, you know, a lot of literary teachers want to be writers secretly in their heart of hearts. The old, those that can do, those that can't teach kind of thing. Now I'm getting Facebook messages that people will vote for me. But it's impossible to tell if Mr. McLaw did or said anything beyond authoring novels reflective of contemporary commercial fiction that gave any authorities at all, whether it's school or in law enforcement, any credible reason to believe that he was a real threat to himself or to others. Isn't The Hunger Games, isn't that an anti-government movie? I know that Jennifer Lawrence looks smoking hot in her little jumpsuit and everything, and, oh, she shoots that bow and arrow like there's no tomorrow, but isn't it an anti-government movie? Based upon this model, should Jennifer Lawrence be cooling her jets behind bars? And everybody else that was in the movie, and the director, and the writer, and the screenwriter, and the producer, everybody else brought that to you, shouldn't they be in jail right now? Under temporary hold while we do an evaluation. I mean, going, you know, as far back as Soylent Green, with Charlton Heston. Soylent Green is people. When did anti-government fiction become something that you got incarcerated for or put in a mental lockdown? Now, if all they took him in for was for writing these books, this is a terrifying new standard for chilling free speech. Leaving it fair for me and you to wonder what the threshold catalyst will now be for subjecting an author to involuntary detention and observation. Now, David Kodria, in his War on Guns blog, discussed a work of fiction by a Monopoly of Violence zealot in which his anti-gun protagonist shot up a thinly disguised NRA headquarters and a gun show in order to put gun rights on trial. That particular book is ridiculous, presenting the intentional confusion between full and semi-auto firearms as a centerpiece of its premise, along with revealing its astounding lack of knowledge about criminal proceeding for a retired criminology professor. Still, as loopy and offensive as this author's reasoning was in his work that he put together in this book, there was no credible evidence that he was dangerous at all. He was writing. And in a free society, you do not take people in for being a kooky eccentric. You couldn't do that anyway with the gun grabbers. Then nobody would show up to the Moms Demand Action functions or the, you know, Every Towns or all those. This is going to have to run its course. We're going to have to see where they're going to take this. And I really want to find out if he did something else. And I hope and pray he did something else, because if he didn't do something else, I mean, Maryland is already off my radar. There's a few states out there that I'm never going to go to, that I'm never going to drive through. If it means that my best buddy is on the other side of that state, just on the other side of the border, I am skirting the border of that state and taking a long way round. Maryland is one of them. Maryland, there was an issue in Maryland where a guy from Florida who had a concealed weapons permit in Florida drove to New Jersey, and wisely he left his gun at home. But when he got pulled over in Maryland on the highway, for whatever reason, they found out he had a concealed weapons permit in Florida. And they pulled everybody out of the car, his entire family, asking him where the gun was, tore everything out of the car, didn't find the gun, realized there was no gun, then said, have a nice day, and they're just sitting there on the side of the road. Like the Stasi had just turned them out and said, yeah, there's no evidence here that you are subversive. You may go. Will you put my suitcases back in the car, jackboot? I said, you may go. I'm getting tired of the political correctness. I really am. I'm getting real tired of them. So join me as I bring back, you know, I know they get out there and say, you know, food and guns and this and that and drinking and smoking and all this other stuff. We have to pay for that. We pay this much for this. We pay this much for that. Our taxpayers at work, our tax dollars at work, we don't need to be paying for that. You need to be more personally responsible. Well, not in a free state, pal. That's part and parcel of it. I mean, most of us are already. There are a few bad apples. You don't get to paint me with that broad stroke. I'll see you at the polls. Right now, I'm going to pull back, take some blood control medication. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I try to be quite civil to people, and I try not to go ad hominem unless, let me think about this. How would I put this? In actual interviews that I've done on other media, I don't go ad hominem on a regular basis. However, I really want to. David Frum, who is supposedly a conservative, has been out there doing media, blaming the militarization of police on widespread gun ownership by using his term, the policed. My term would be the private free citizens of their respective states. And this is becoming a popular theme because what they're saying, especially the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence types, they're saying that if we don't want a police state with a militarized police, that we should be embracing gun control. As if gun ownership is the cause, because we have these, you know, these running fights with the police, and we've just been cleaning their clocks all the time, and now they finally got some good stuff. At the New Republic, Alec McGillis has jumped very enthusiastically on that bandwagon. He wrote an article, libertarians who oppose a militarized police should support gun control, but they don't, of course. His explanation is a bit convoluted. It's basically that the fact that most Americans can own firearms, including guns well-suited for rather unsportsmanlike activities like self-defense and resisting tyranny, it makes cops on edge, which is McGillis's term, and thus apparently justifies tear gassing and arresting journalists and aiming sniper rifles at citizens with their hands up and screaming obscenities at them. He writes, there is indeed agreement among between many liberals and libertarians that the militarization of the police, especially in its dealings with racial minorities, has gone too far. But this consensus may crumble pretty quickly when it's confronted with the obvious police counterargument that the authorities' heavy firepower and armor is necessary in light of all the firepower they're up against. Mr. McGillis, take a look at the Police One survey from 2013 of 15,000 currently serving and retired police officers, all ranks, all positions, where the lowest percentage of 84%, like a gun-owning populace, don't care about assault weapons bans, like concealed carry. You didn't do your research, sir. You're looking at pictures. Stop looking at the picture book. Go talk to some of the police. Not people like Gary McCarthy, not people like him in Chicago. Go talk to the police, to the street officers, the 99.9% who actually do protect and serve. But he continues regurgitating. At that point, he says, many liberals will revert to arguing for sensible gun control regulations, like broader background checks to keep guns out of the hands of violent felons and the mentally ill. Well, that's working so well already. We already have background checks for that. Mentally ill people aren't supposed to own guns. Doesn't stop them. Felons are not supposed to own guns. Doesn't stop them. Just because you have it on the books doesn't mean it happens. You want to know how to stop people with guns? You other people with guns does do that. I'm losing my grammatical edge here. Or he also points out that there should be limits on, as he puts it, assault weapons and oversized ammunition clips. And liberals will be reminded that the libertarians who agree with them in opposing police militarization are very much also opposed to the gun regulations that might help the government faced by the police. It would make the environment slightly less threatening. Here's the thing. Okay, Mr. Matt Gillis. One day, and I'm filled with self-loathing pointing this out to you. But at the same time, there's no experience in life like an experience, like a real-world experience now, is there, Mr. Matt Gillis? One day, Mr. Matt Gillis, you might be walking around enjoying the same kind of latte, which I enjoy, which I, you know, it's my guilty pleasure. Carrying the same kind of stuff, except you won't be carrying the one thing that I carry that you'll never carry. Or maybe you do and you just don't think the rest of us should. But I'll be carrying a gun and you won't. And somebody's going to walk up and they're going to like your watch. And they're going to like it so much they don't care if they have to bash your head in to take your watch. Or your money. Or maybe they need a fix. Or maybe they want to fence your equipment so they can buy their next fix. Or whatever. Or maybe it's just going to be because you're out there alone, not paying attention to anything, because you live in a state of conditioned white, false utopia. And they're going to walk up and they're going to surround you, if it's more than one. Or maybe they'll just sucker punch you or whatever. And you're going to go down. And if you're lucky, you'll survive through it. And you're not going to be whole when you survive through it. You're never going to be able to walk that street again without fear, without that trauma that is coming along. And the difference between me and you is that I'm looking for it. I'm hoping against it, but I'm looking for it. And if it rears its ugly head and I see it coming, which there's a good chance I might not. I'll concede that to you. Having a gun on me does not make me invulnerable. But I'll be able to deal with it. And then the trauma I'll be dealing with will be different from the trauma you'll be dealing with, but I'll still be whole. Because I will get over it. You will never get over that fear that you will feel. For a very long time in the United States, police militarization, police are going to need a degree of kit that is above and beyond the normal street patrol officer's loadout, simply because of what's coming, because of your government, Mr. Matt Gillis, Mr. Horowitz, all of you guys that are into this kind of stuff. They are going to have to employ a skill set that they haven't really perfected yet, because we're going to have some sort of terrorist attack, and it's going to be ground-based. We haven't had that yet. We have seen them in Mumbai. We have seen them in Kenya. And they are very effective, and they are very, very deadly. And the first responders are going to be police. So they're going to have a degree of kit beyond the normal street patrol officer. They need to refine their training. And the patrol officers need to realize, I'm a citizen of this city in which I work as a police officer, and I am one of the ones keeping everybody safe, instead of it is us versus them. That would be a big change in the militarization of police. I do not begrudge them having the kit. I begrudge their tactic. They don't know what they're doing. You can pull a guy off the you can pull a guy off of that plays golf only on some rutted pasture, nine holes at a time, and give him Tiger Woods golf set. He can't play as well as Tiger Woods. So having the equipment doesn't make them proficient. And it isn't us versus them. They're part of our community. They are part of our community. We come from the same place. Some think that way, some don't. We could get away from the us versus them. You know, what happened in the Ferguson, Missouri thing? Horrible. But it wasn't the weapons that did it. It wasn't the plate carriers of the vehicles. It was the mindset. And that's the thing you guys keep ignoring. You cannot change the mindset of the predator. You cannot legislate the nature of man. One day you'll understand that. And I hope that when you're being taught that lesson, that you survive it. Because then you'll be on my side of the fence. You'll be joining me. That'll be your cathartic moment. When you come to, when you're spitting the blood out of your mouth, you'll have that epiphany, and you'll understand that I was right. We're going to flip into the next hour. I'm going to go try to calm down. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.